Hi, I'm cycling into Edirne in the north part of Turkey, which is the border of Greece and Bulgaria and Turkey, so a wee corner of the three countries, and I can hardly contain my excitement. I am absolutely over the moon to be leaving Turkey. Nothing against Turkey really, but just can't wait to move into Bulgaria. First border crossing on my own, I'm really delighted about that. Just, yeah, looking forward to it. I'm going to have the support vehicle come and meet me in probably Romania with loads of iron brew and new tyres. So that's super exciting. I can't wait for that. And yeah, my parting gift from Turkey last night wasn't a very, very strange experience. Went to a campsite, which had bad reviews anyway, but I decided to go. It's actually a really lovely place. Got there. The woman's a total nutter. She completely takes a shine to me and, yeah, loves me, gives me a good price for the tent and is, like, feeling my legs, saying about my muscles, and strange old woman lives there on her own. And anyway, then, all of a sudden, this French couple with their son arrived, really young son, and they go in the pool, and she goes absolutely mental. And then they have a huge fight, almost physical fight, the French mother and the owner of the campsite. And there's only two couples and me, and everyone's like, what? And they can all communicate with each other, because they can all speak German, and that the woman speaks German. I've not got a clue what's going on. Good night in. And anyway, then the police arrive and they're having to be separated. At which point I'm a little bit scared actually and just like hiding away in my corner in the little tent area. It's just me. Just thinking, this woman is a total lunatic. No wonder I had bad reviews. Anyway, so I got up this morning. Nice as pie to me, and I just escape early. So it's pretty early now. I go along the D100, which is, I call it the Death 100. It's been the really dangerous highway that I've been on for far too long now. I can't wait to get off it, and there's a sign for Greece right in front of me. 14 kilometres to Pazarkouli, and 23 to Bulgaristan. Really funny, great. Looking forward to it. Yesterday met a fabulous French boy called Julian. He, young guy, cycling from France to go and live and work in Istanbul and learn Turkish, and wearing a straw hat, a pair of cargo shorts and espadrilles, that's it. He's got some sticks for protection and a tiny wee bag and like a sleeping mat, a roll mat. Great guy. We spent an hour talking. Hi. On the side of the road. And then as we were talking, these four Swiss people came up and they're walking from Switzerland to Jerusalem. 4,000 k in 6 months. So I was just mad. We're in the middle of nowhere on this bloody highway, which wasn't actually particularly busy at that point. And we all convened there. So that was really great. Anyway, he gave me a map. We had a right chat. He wrote down a few Bulgarian words for me and I gave him my maps of Istanbul and of Turkey, and we just generally chatted. He said he thought he'd love India. He said he'd love Bulgaria. It reminded him of travelling in India. So that was quite an unexpected piece of information there, but really great. So I've only got 20k to go until I'm crossing into this new country, which should only take me 5 or 6 days to cycle through. 4 nights, 5 days, but there is a mountain path in the middle. So we'll see. I've been having this bloody headwind still really, really strong yesterday. Not so bad now, but it tends to pick up in the afternoon, and I'm pretty much going in the same direction for the next 300-400 kilometres. So see if I can try and dodge that. Okay. Speak to you again. Cheers.